Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. One of the great instrumentals. Actually, maybe not so instrumental, right? There they are. Shoot them up, baby. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. Deborah Fine is our guest, our good friend, and she is fine, too, by the way, folks, on many levels. If you see her picture, you know what I'm talking about. And Deborah, thanks again for being here, and thank you for putting up with my chaos. The Fine Art of Small Talk is her outstanding book, which is still very important and being read by people and bought by people all the time. Deborah, we're talking about the dealing with the holiday situations, the parties, the conversations. You've got some tips on how to get us, keep us out of trouble.
Well, I would say a big one is agree to disagree. So if I don't agree with you, Jim, whether it be about gun control, whether it be about building a wall, whatever it may be, about taxes, okay, first of all, I'm going to try to list, assuming that you're a good conversation. So what I mean by this is, you know, some people, they can talk about the New York Jets in the same way they talk about politics. They'll say things like this. There is no chance, Jim, that the Jets will be in the Super Bowl for the next 5 years. They are a terrible team.
Right.
Okay, now if you're going to make a statement like that of opinion, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion about the Jets, but make sure you say, so Jim, what are your thoughts about the Jets' chances of making it to the playoffs over the next 5 years? If you're going to have a discourse like that, then that's okay. You can be strongly opinionated about immigration policies or tax, you know, policy, whatever it may be, as long as you say, what are your thoughts about that or what's your opinion about that? Then you're off to a good decent conversation where you're listening and you're going back and forth like a tennis game, a batting cage where you're just hitting people with what you think. So if you're
you heard me say here 1,000 times a year, what do you think?
What do you exactly right, Jim? But you got to mean it. And then the other key is you're not allowed, and when I say, I don't mean you, we'll talk about me for a second. I have a rule for myself. I don't care whether I'm telling you about my treasured granddaughter and or I'm talking about my political beliefs. I get to talk to you about 2 minutes, and then I share my opinion or my thoughts or my whatever, what I read in the newspaper and what I think about it, and then say, so what do you think? Or tell me about your family, Jim. I mean, I don't know. This whole phone thing is starting to drive me crazy. You know, we're all so sick of people with their necks down looking at their devices, and hooray to chiropractors because they're going to be making a fortune, right? But, you know, the same thing with politics is the same thing. I went to my Rotary meeting. You know, I don't get you're supposed to go once a week, but because of my travel schedule, I don't. I went to Rotary. I sat next to a fellow I've known for 20 years. I said to him, so, you know, catch me up. What, Tom, what's new in your life? Oh, have you seen my granddaughter? He pulled out his phone. I thought, I know this sounds sexist. I thought only women did this. He pulled out his phone and starts showing me all these pictures of granddaughter.
I'm not unarmed either.
Okay, but wait a second, Jim. You know what he forgot to do?
What?
Deborah, what's new in your life?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Not a granddaughter too, Tim. But
right.
I don't play this matching game. Where
I don't.
My
no, I don't bring mine out first. When they bring theirs out, as they start to bring it out, I say, now, I want you. You need to realize before you pull that out, I am not unarmed. And so.
Oh, see, that's. I'm going to use that. I am not unarmed because I should have said that to him. Instead, I was just like. What an arrogant fool. He never asked me about my family. I know he doesn't know I have a grandchild. I don't wear that on my, you know, T-shirt when I walk into Rotary. Anyway, so let's talk about some other things that we can do. Really listen to what is being said. Because here's the deal. I have a lot to learn, number one. But number two, I'm often second-guessing what you're about to say. I don't mean during this interview. I mean when we're having a discourse.
We all do.
Even if it could be about pricing or shipping or anything in the workplace, right? I'm second guessing what you're about to say. So instead, really listen to what someone said. Mentally stay on track of what they are talking about. And then another tip is to, as I said, agree to disagree. Remember, you're on the same side. We're all on the same side. We're not going to get anywhere. Debate facts, not feelings. That is a really hard thing for people to do.
And again,
if you don't know your facts, If you don't know, stick to hard facts. Not,
and folks,
you know,
stop
your
name
research.
Calling. Stop name calling. I don't care whether the media does it. I don't care whether the president does it. Stop name calling because.
That's really important what you just said.
Yes.
What you said is because I didn't want to say it because it's your show, but if the president does it, it doesn't matter. It's like if you did it, Jim, I would never do it back. I don't call people names.
But what drives me nuts, though, are the people who act like the president is the only one who does it. You know, and
well,
he's not.
I mean,
the people all around are doing it. Stop calling. I mean, I had people who presumed that I only watched Fox because there was one element where I defended the president, and everybody on my show knows that I was a detractor of President Trump before he was president. But I do give him the man his due when he deserves it. But they thought I was a defender of his in every way. They accused me of being one of those dummies who watches Fox. I mean, they actually said anybody who watches Fox is, you know, and they gave him a name. They named it, and you know, folks, that doesn't help us, does it?
It not only doesn't, but that's what I mean about knowing your facts. They didn't know the facts about you, but even because you are more well-rounded. But on the other hand, if you did watch, my father watches Fox. All day, every day.
That doesn't make him a dummy.
Hey,
Deborah, be careful, folks, as you enter the pop. And like we said earlier, if it's not going well, just disengage and walk away. That's what Deborah told us earlier. Hey, Deborah, good job today. Come back soon.
Are we done?
Yeah,
okay.
Deborah
happy
Fine.
Holidays, everyone.
Deborah Fine, great. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.